What is the involvement for the diocese?
Okay, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of La Crosse. Catholic Charities will be the operator of the home, of the shelter, warming center. And that means that we will bear the responsibility for it. We carry the liability insurance. We hire the director, and we'll take care of that end of it, and bear the expenses and stuff. But the director herself, him or herself, will be responsible for getting the volunteers, doing the training. We certainly will assist. We'll train her. We'll help her with training of the volunteers that'll be working, and helping getting it organized. But it takes a lot of community involvement.
You say her, it sounds like you already know who the director is.
Well, I have a good idea from the, we had many interviews last week, and so we are planning to make a move, hopefully this week, that we will be able to make a final selection. There happen to be more women applying than men.
Okay, looking ahead, what is the timeline for making this operational, and also what's the timeline for getting volunteers signed up for training?
Volunteers can begin training next week on the 16th, next Wednesday. We'll be having volunteer training days at the Warming Center site. And, on Thursday of this week, we will have an informational sessions, and that's going to be over at Resurrection Church here downtown, and at 4:30 and at 6 o'clock in the evening, about an hour each one, where we'll give a presentation, let people know about it. Here's the different roles that people can take and one thing and another. And then next week on Wednesday, the 16th, we will actually be holding two formal training sessions, and then we'll have more scheduled after that as well.
This is something where the diocese identified a need and took some action. It took a while to get it through, but it's coming true, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The effort was spearheaded here in Wausau by the group of community volunteers, community citizens. The United Way hired a spearhead, a task force person, Christine Ellis, and she's called together this coalition of many different organizations. Catholic Charities has participated, and as an organization who's equipped to be doing this, we were able to step forward and say we would take the lead on that, on organizing. But I can't underestimate the value of the community involvement. This is very much a community project.
And it should happen pretty soon now.
Yes, it will. We're convinced we'll be able to open by February 1st, and with the blessing of the council tonight, we could open earlier if we can get enough volunteers and things scheduled.
As far as the actual site, how's it looking at the site as far as it being ready?
Well, they were getting some, the crash bars installed on a couple of the emergency exits, and getting the fire alarm system, up to date, and everything's ready to go. We pretty much just have to move in, get the chairs down there. The big thing on opening it is going to be the volunteers, is getting them on board.
Very good. Anyone add today?
No, thank you very, very much for your support, and I thank you for the support of the Wausau community. It's been fabulous.